something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the rebroadcast of the July edition of the Healing Streams Life Healing Services with Pastor Chris.
Glory be to God. You know, wherever you are in this great world today, I just want you to know the Lord is right there with you. Nothing is too hard for Him. Nothing is so difficult for Him. Doesn't matter what your case is, it's so easy. Healing you is the easiest thing in the world. It's the easiest thing in the world. It happens in the flash. So much so sometimes, even those who get healed can find it difficult to believe they've been healed. I told a story years ago how I had an argument with a blind man after I prayed for him. So to him, he was not healed. I thought he was not healed. This was many years ago. Can you imagine? It's almost 40 years ago. Can you believe that? How time flies. So I prayed for him. Well, not one-on-one. I prayed generally, okay? And he was sitting on the front row. So I just prayed for everybody. And the meeting was round enough. And I was just talking to the Lord about the meeting and whether or not, you know, anyone got healed. And the Lord said to me, He said, the blind man you prayed for was healed. I said, he was healed? The Lord said, yes. So I got up and went straight to the man where he was sitting. His son was sitting beside him. I said, sir, can you see me? He said, no. Now, there were about 1,000 people there. So I said, but the Lord just told me that he healed you. He said, well, I can't see. I said, but he healed you. He said, I can't see anything. So I took him by the hand and brought him to the middle of the crowd. So who should I take here? I want to come. You follow me. Come. You got healed, right? You were healed today. Wonderful. God is great. So I took the man and I brought him to the middle of the crowd. I said to him, this man came here blind in both of his eyes. They could see him. I was holding his hand. And his son followed. I said, the Lord told me that he healed him. And still he's telling me he can't see. I said, but you've been healed. Then he said, I cannot see at all. I said, don't say that. God healed you. And he said he healed you. The man said, if I can see, I will say I can see. But I cannot see anything. I said, shut up. We were arguing and the crowd was laughing. They were having a wonderful time. They thought it was fun. So I said to the man, shut up. Don't say that again. God doesn't lie. He told me that he healed you. The man said, I can't see anything. So I said, come, follow me. So he followed me. I turned to the light. I said, look at the light. He said, I can't see anything. I said, shut up. Then I moved farther. I said, look now. Suddenly he said, I can see. I can see. Thank you. And right away, he's jumping. His son is jumping. The whole crowd went wild. The man could see everything. He saw the people. He was 60 years old at the time, past 60 years old. He was so excited. A year after, I sent some people to go find out about him. And they said he's been preaching, telling everybody about Jesus Christ. Now, I thought for a while, if I had left that man and allowed him to go home, he would have continued in his blindness even though he was healed at night. He would have continued in his blindness. A very similar thing happened to another person, a lady this time. So she came for healing. And she was in the healing line. She had a heart condition. But then she was blind in one of her eyes, but you couldn't tell because the two were open. Do you understand? They looked normal. But one of the eyes was blind. I didn't know. She didn't tell me until something happened. But in her card, she said she had a heart condition. So I prayed for her about her heart condition. And she traveled all the way from her country to come here. So the next day, I just went to say hello to several of the guests as they were getting ready to leave for their country. And I got to where she and her husband were. And I said, how are you? They said, fine. They didn't look very excited. So I said, you're not looking very excited. I saw you in the healing line last night. Is everything all right? They said, yeah. I said, you were healed of a heart condition, weren't you? She didn't know whether to say yes or no. Then the husband spoke up. He said, she had another problem that was bothering her. I said, what was it? He said, she's blind, totally blind in her left eye. I said, oh, so you use the eye as an example. That's a long time. I believe it was the left eye, or was it the right one? It's a long time now. One of them. But then she used the eye. I said, you used your eye to give evidence for your heart condition. So if your eye had been healed, you would have believed your heart was healed. She said, yes, yes. I said, but you didn't say anything about your eye. And she said, well, what she told God. I said, all right, can I tell you something? She said, yeah. I said, when God healed you last night of the heart condition, he also healed your eye. Then she said, but I'm not seeing with the eye. I said, I know. But he healed you when I touched you. Because everyone that I lay hands on gets healed. That is important. If I'm not going to minister to you to be healed, I will not touch you. If I put the hand on you, you are healed. So I said to the woman, I said, so last night when I prayed for you, you were healed. So she was looking at me. I said, can I prove it to you? She said, yes. Her husband was looking excited now. He's standing beside her. I said, close the good one. So she closed it. I said, now look at me. She was quiet. Just a few seconds. And she screamed, I can see. And both of them hugged each other. They cried, they shouted, they danced. And I'm standing there all the time looking at them. She could see. She had been blind from when she was 1 year old. And now she was 61. 60 years of blindness. She couldn't see from that eye from age one. Now she could see perfectly. Glory be to God. It's amazing. It pays to believe God. Always believe. The only way to have relationship, a true relationship with God, is Jesus Christ. Jesus is not religion. This is not religion. Jesus is the Son of God. That means God in human flesh. Receive his salvation now. Receive the life that he gives right now. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you, and salvation will be yours. Now, say, O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ with all my heart. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. I believe with all my heart that God raised him from the dead and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in his name, I receive eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this hour. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong in your kingdom now. They belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless them with your word, with your love, with your grace. I bless them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. We have a gift we'd like to give to you. It's a little book, and it's titled, Now That You're Born Again. You can download a copy of the book. Do it today, so you can start learning through this book about the life that you just received and begin building your faith strong in Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.